I found my orphan voice one day. I was living in the ruins of a house collapsed years ago beneath the weight of what was unspoken. I sculpted diction like Pulp Fiction, gifting it the colloquial violence of a gun. I lifted glib scriptures from a street preacher's passions to fashion misspelled gospels from its own fears, while the illegible heart left the tracks of its tears untranslated. But the word got out. No manifesto, but the breath, till even that goes. See, I misread the writing on the walls. It said, a death without joy is a night without stars. And when at last I comprehended, I penned this on remnants of night between pinpoints of light. I misunderstood. People ain't killed for what they say, but for its echoes. The roar of distant suns is unheard, yet years after their deaths are we aware of their presence when it is darkest. No manifesto but the breath, till even that goes. We have all misspoken. Testimonies consigned to air are yet tethered to earthly prejudice. Word balloons are too leaden to fly and make cartoons of speechless reverence. We have all misspoken. And for it, our ends will be identical when the bottom drops out. All swinging our days away on the rope of this life. Our inexhaustible diatribes, our inexpressible disbelief, choked between lip and lungs and lost forever. No manifesto, but the breath, till even that goes. All but tongues. I said, tongues will cleave to language as fire to that which fuels it until all meaning is burned out and nothing more can be said. History cannot be recited, nor repeated, until we are left standing in the ash of voices fallen from a feverish nation with its tongue inflamed. The ash of voices spiraling down in ever slower revolutions. Today, when we have waited in their remains long enough to recognize the virtuosity of their silence. To a day when every song martyred by mouth goes unsung at once. The harmonics of sympathetic strings and crossed wires fading at last to leave empty the contemplative air and room enough to simply
someplace. Cuba. That's where I'm going. Cuba. That's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where those dark-eyed Stellas light their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you. And see you be. There are no white lines on the road. The divisions are invisible. Out of the window I play it, catching the wind in my palm, and feel it pull through my fingers, the way Burma shaves slogans along the highway. Equality. Solidarity. Heroism, altruism, unity, loyalty. Struggle. Become the wind felt in passing, but never grasped. And all the way down, the watchtowers are empty for now. The bus stops for riders, fruit, cerveza, and bocaditos, each station distinct, though the murals of Guevara and the strays are a constant reminder. Havana, city of caged birds. La Ciudad Sancti Spiritus hovering blue and white, phantom-like above the bush. In Camagüey, where the streets become pavement again, they shout their wares as if revolutionary, and by the time I reach it, the mosquito bite on my third eye has finally gone. Dug out for something more practical. A convenient hole to keep peso coins for the unattended bathroom attendant, and when I nod my head, it drops in the plate. In Holguín, paper flags stray from low ceiling, hanging in perfect rows. The urinals here are gone, so I piss where past victories tell me they were, and tip El Bañador again for some mysterious service. In another town, they prop their mattresses against the walls outside humid rooms to stop the mildew, and fluttering paper doves now decorate each door. Corn is left drying on the roofs of new concrete houses, and it is left to the goats to trim the baseball pitches. They say a lion prowls outside Guantanamo City, but we never see it, and Castro has never cashed its checks. Castro ain't never cashed its checks. Bus stops for a bag of papayas before miles are devoured by night and engine song. Daylight is nearly breaking when I wake. 12 kilometers to Santiago de Cuba, where they are cutting the grass around the statue of Martí with machetes when we arrive, in preparation for speeches in brass bands. In Baracoa, a bike taxi rattles us through the town, watched over by dogs standing sentry on the rooftops. We give up our shirts for hard lessons here. Salsa, not easy in these shoes. Humildad. Those who comprehend nothing, love nothing. Those who can do nothing, understand nothing. Those who understand nothing, the rest lost in my poor translation. But there is a place beyond Che and the Chocolate Factory. A resort in Moana, where the locals stare through a fence. In black gumboots, a local man rakes its beach of seaweed daily in contest with the tides, which throw up more to keep him occupied, while the tourist eats spaghetti and tinned fruit and toast with white rum. Viva la revolución!
In a homeless shelter up until the end of last year. And the guys who lived in the shelter had this real sort of preoccupation with American gangster rap, with gangster culture. And I didn't, you know, I was always telling them, you know something, that's niggas killing each other off. There's no glory in that. But I can understand what they saw in it, because these are outlaw heroes to them. Right? These are outlaw heroes. You know, we all love our outlaw heroes. Robin Hood, Bonnie and Clyde, Yosemite Sam, all of them. So I can understand it. Yeah, well, no, you know. Well, burn my biscuits. But the outlaw heroes that they were revering were not real outlaw heroes. And I remember real outlaw heroes, and I like to do this one. It's about High John the Conqueror. He's a character from African-American folklore during slavery. Now, High John's was a story of an African prince sold into slavery, but who never succumbed to it. As they say, he always had one up on old Massa. But being a trickster figure, and I like my trickster figures, being a trickster figure, he got himself into as much trouble as he got himself out of. And I like to do this one because it's a spirit that lives with not only black men in the ghettos back home, but with youth all over the world, including here in Dublin. It's called High John. Because y'all know how they say, tell the truth and shame the devil. And I cry, Eshu Legba, tell the truth and shame the devil. Brer Rabbit, Anansi, tell the truth. Like we done told it so many times. So many times rewriting ourselves from hints of glory in this palimpsest flesh. Witness and evidence of all come before. Tell you what I know. Wasn't told like this, the way they wrote it down. And ain't nothing rang true sense in them yearning tenses of the tangible and coveted. And in that violent grammar that we shouted in translation, well, I was made to spare a lyric, but strip the gut from a git box, and you make a birdhouse. From bodies dancing on air, you get music. They're hanging weight, pulling the lines, taught to singing like fretted strings. Fettered things know too well the difference between desires and wings. And Lord, Lord, it seems straight razor crazy, but we sang glory, glory, feeding on cabbage water and chitlins. Cracked bones after the meat was gone to suck out the marrow. And after that, ate what we scraped off the walls. And after that, fed on faith till turned sour. It tasted of desperation. Between mouthfuls, we signified. Preacher to pusher to pimp. Played a fool. To posture. To protect. To pitch woo. To eat a little higher on the hog when recognizing ourselves slaughtered and dressed by circumstance. Our own awful, always lawfully served up polite on a plate. But damned if it didn't still stink. I knew it. I knew it kin to the nervous odor worked up in days of running rabbit. An inward thing you couldn't wash out if you sold your soul to the devil for soap. I knew it in that gospel, in that blues. In the jazz stains and hip-hop refrains stuck fast to tar babies, gut punch for speechlessness. So I sat silent amongst the bowls, setting them alight and lighting out before dawn did. Now that's signifying. The sweat on my back evaporating with the speed I put between me and them and tall cotton. Oh, it was years before they caught on, and by then, hell, I was long gone. And them peeling back houses like onions, hollering down hollow logs. Shaky beams hoping to catch the back of my eyes a-shining, but I breach all levees. I breach all levees. Them on towns, them on wages, them on souls. See, Louisiana built in a hole 6 feet under already, and it done rain biblical before. That ain't no thing. Me, I'm accustomed to drowning. That ain't no thing. I only play dead. My flesh turned to folklore while I travel with the blotted sun on my right hand. No penny to my name and no name my own. Most times carrying nothing but my heart and my throat. Follow the drinking gourd, dry, inside and out, but giddy with the taste of something intoxicating just within reach. The stars at their most drunken and volatile harangue the night so, setting it to jumping out its skin. And I took it for mine, cause I look good in black. Shook the overseer's moon, fastened possum to my back. And the last thing I recall, that lone star swinging. The signal lantern on a hitching post before going underground. Freedom? I said, freedom! Lord, I'd bet my own laughter on that horse and come up grinning, y'all. Come up grinning every time, cause I know a man with a joke writ upon his soul, writ there by me. Something he don't get, but can't get rid of. A trickster tattoo and the mystery of my mojo, High John. the conga root. Thank you.
This is for everybody who might have missed Mass. Little known story. See, carpentry was his mama's idea. She thought he should have something to fall back on in case the savior thing fell through. Old Joe taught him the art, thought secretly, he hasn't the touch. I can only put the nails in his hands, show him how to take the measure of timber. Miracles will come, sure enough. The question of craft remains. And this party is long since full, but one more squeezes into the crowd, already drunk. Shove over, he says. There's room enough for all of us on the head of this goddamn pin.
The last one left with a smile. Just under his chin. The last one went to Jess Hall, her from her seat, and she said, yeah? Remember the last time hell froze over? See, the penny had dropped at a dime a dance, and suddenly, banker, senator, soldier, with animal faces, she saw them so clearly, howl, cry foul to her rebuke. A philanthropist, a misanthropist, all lycanthropists, their currency a rank intimacy. A courtship measured in tickets, accused of nitpicking. Was it the cologne, the breath, the groping? She said, no. But if he had a human head, I'd have slow danced with him cheek to cheek all night long.